Tony said, in this morning's meditation, I thought about the one perfect note. I then listened intensely to the flute. It took me to a feeling of expansiveness and deeper than a feeling of bliss. It felt like moments of enlightenment. No question, just observation. It would come and go. And when I would think about that quote, one perfect note, it would come back.
Mm. You know, and one pure note is source as well. But the one pure note has all notes in it to make it one pure note. And then as you heal and you bring all parts of yourself together, you become the one pure note because you are also source. You're also God, the universal energy, whatever it is. And it's like when you dip down into that space, into that stillness space, and you just hear like the note of the universe, that it's like that, it's like that sound, that one pure note, that sound of God is actually within you and is also outside of you. And that's when it starts to become deeper as well, and that note becomes deeper and broader and richer and wider. And it's beautiful. And even though you are in stillness and it's quiet, there's so much sound there because it's the sound of the universe, the sound of God, sound of source. It's beautiful, Tony.
Erin asked, can we become the one pure note in this lifetime?
Why not? You already are. You just got to open the door. You already are. If you've been able to achieve or able to go to core and stay in core, then you're already there, because it is already there. It is just your life moments and your thoughts and your emotions and all that kind of stuff that pulls you out of that doorway again. Yeah, and then you slam the door on yourself, basically. But then when we, you know, are present to that, then you put your hand on the door handle again and you open that, and then you walk through into that space. So your question is, well, the answer to that question is that you already have been there. Yeah. You just have to keep that door open. And why can't you do it? Why can't you do it in the next 5 minutes? I don't have to give you permission. You have to give yourself permission. You know, who says that, you know, within the next minute, that door opens for you permanently and you just stay there? It's just allowing yourself to do it. I don't have to give you permission. Source doesn't have to give you permission. He's already given you permission. So you just have to open the door and stay there. It's already there. You've already been there. And for some, it will come quicker. And for some, it may take a while. And for some, it may be in the next lifetime or the next lifetime. But it's just up to us. It's up to us as to our choice if we want to go there, if the yearning is there, if the desire to be there is something that we, is like our primary focus. And on my journey, it's all I've ever wanted to find. And I didn't know what it was because people were talking about this peace thing and whatever else, and I felt it at times, I guess. But it was more like me, you know, being peaceful in the energetic. And maybe I did go to core when I was playing music, or maybe when I was painting and I was so, you know, focused, and I was so in the zone, as they call it. But I realized that even though I'd been searching for it for so long and I was so yearning for that thing that other people had, like very few had, one, I didn't think I could ever find it because clearly it was for other people, let alone mainly men, you know. And I think Chris and I were talking about that today, about how there's so many, not so many, but how they're very, a lot of male spiritual teachers, and they get a lot of airplay. And then there are women spiritual teachers who, even in the past, you know, you actually look at their photos, and to me, you know, you can be in core and then you can be in deep core. And I see some of these women, like female swamis, or, you know, they have been, and they are so deep in core in their pictures that were taken. And you just wonder why, you know, they were never given as much airplay or time, in a sense, as men. So I think it's really important for women to search for that, you know, and allow ourselves to walk through that door, because it is also our birthright. And that from that space we're able to, you know, bring our peace and our joy and our different flavor of whatever we carry into this world. And I think that is so important, so, so important, because we bring a different energy, in a sense. So that's why I'm so passionate, I guess, about this, particularly also for women.